Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever wanted to write a book? Can you imagine what it would be like to be a successful author? Tell me, have you ever wanted to know how to write a book? Just what the process entails? How difficult is it? Now, would you like to learn what happens when you have owned a bookstore? Now, would you like to meet two people who have some of the answers that we're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to become a successful author? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest co-host and her guest. They are both successful authors, and they will provide us with information, inspiration, some really great advice about writing. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no-wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. My co-host is Connie Cockrell, and she began writing in response to a challenge from her daughter and has been hooked ever since. Her books run the gamut from sci-fi and fantasy to contemporary to Halloween and Christmas stories. She's published two novels, the Gulliver Station series, three collections of short stories, and has been included in three different anthologies. She continues to write about whatever comes into her head. And her guest today with us is Holly S. Roberts. Dale and McLean are the one and the same person. And both names have made the USA Today best-selling list. Dale writes paranormal romance, and Holly writes steamy contemporary. If you aren't confused, it should be known that these two have an alter ego known as Susie Ivy, where they write about the true life adventures of becoming a police officer at the age of 45. Welcome to the show today, Connie and Dale, and it's so nice to have you both with us today.
Nice to be here.
It's always fun. Always fun to have you both on the show, and you both have been on the show, and we connected when you both were participants in the Payson, the very, very successful Payson Book Festival earlier in this year. Now, D'Ellen, you have quite a history in the book market. Could you share a little bit off the top, what are some of the changes that are taking place in the book market today?
Back in my 20s and 30s, I actually owned a bookstore. And there's no comparison, I think, in the book market I had back in that day and the book market we're looking at today. e-book readers have pretty much taken over everything. And I'll still read a paperback or a hardback, but I actually prefer my e-book reader. And so it's made books much more accessible to people. And for indie authors like myself, like Connie, it's made it much easier for us to reach an audience, to reach a large audience.
Connie, let me ask you a question. Do you miss having a bookstore to go to?
It's really odd. I have never grown up where there was a bookstore.
Oh.
So I have always had to get my books, either ordering them long distance, or if I visited a place, a city or a town that had a bookstore, I could get books that way. Of course, there's always the local library where I, especially as a child, I depended on the library either at school or the city library for all my reading pleasure.
Yeah, I did too. And it was interesting when we moved to Payson and I realized at the time that there wasn't a bookstore. I had to just take a time out and say, I don't know if I can live in a city without a bookstore, because I had always been in and out of the bookstores in all the other cities I'd lived in. What's, D'Ellen, on your take, the bookstores seem to be disappearing, don't they?
You know, I think they do. The bookstore that I owned for so long, I actually sold it, and it is still in business. So they are disappearing, but I think that some of them have found niche markets, and those markets are still good.
Yeah, I just, you know, I do my ebook, of course, and like everyone else, I have a Kindle and an iPad, and I travel with them all the time. But, you know, it was really frustrating. I was on a trip this past weekend, and my battery went out. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there on this airplane, not able to read, which is a very upsetting thing when that happens to me, especially when I'm flying. Very, very difficult. Okay, Connie, let's change topics here. And I've already bemoaned the loss of bookstores. What is your current writing project that you're working on now?
I have several projects in various stages. I'm still writing my Mystery in the Woods, which is the follow-up book to the Mystery at the Fair, which I released in July. But I'm also outlining a story to begin in November, because November is National Novel Writing Month, and I love just joining in with all of the other writers that like to get on there and just try to write their novel, all of us together, complaining and talking to each other on Skype or in chat, and just having a good time with it. And it's not cooperative, but we're not sitting alone in a dark room. We're all writing our books together, which makes it a lot of fun.
Now, when you say writing our books together, is this one of the situations where it's like a competition and you have to write so many words in so many days? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it is. And it's not a high pressure competition. There's no, the only prize is the fact that you get your book written or mostly written in the 30 days. But there's a lot of satisfaction in saying, okay, I'm going to try to write this novel in 30 days and to see if you can stick with it. It's the competition is to help authors do that, but also to help them develop a daily writing habit, so that you go, okay, every day I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write 1,000 words or 2,000 words or 3,000 words or how many ever words it is, it seems good to you, and you just get it done.
So now let's talk about this. I've never written like that. I've never written on a schedule. Have you ever written like that, D'Ellen?
No, I've never been part of the group she's talking about, but all my friends tend to drop offline when this group is going on and for that 1 month, and so I miss everybody. it's really sad because all my Facebook friends are gone, my Twitter friends are gone because they're too busy working on their writing for that month.
Oh, I can imagine. Now, how many words does it really actually take to put together a competent novel? This is a question for Connie, since she's the one who does it.
Well, the competition says is looking for 50,000 words.
Oh.
And different genres have different word lengths that they consider a complete novel. Most novels are longer than 50,000 words. 50,000 words is a pretty short novel, but if you can do 50,000 words in the month of November, you're doing pretty good. That's 1,666 words a day.
How long does it take you approximately to write that much?
I can usually get through that in 20 to 25 days.
And are you, tell me about how you write. Are you a morning writer? Or are you a nighttime writer? Or do you have a set schedule? I'd like to know. I think our listeners would like to hear a little bit about the mechanics of this process.
Yeah, every author is different. For example, I know D'Ellen and I write quite differently. I tend to write in the afternoon. My husband lays down for a nap, and my mother is playing her computer games or watching a movie on TV, and so the afternoon is mine, and I can sit down and for 2 hours and write. That doesn't always happen. You know, sometimes things go on in the afternoon, so I have to write in the morning. Sometimes the day's been really full, and I don't get to sit down to write until after 9 o'clock at night. So for me, it's I can just review what I've previously written, the last chapter or so, and get my head back into the story and start writing. But Dee might tell you something totally different.
Yeah, I'd like to hear. What's your method, Dee Ellen?
Well, it's funny because when I was working full-time as a detective and just getting my writing career started, I wrote every spare minute I could find. It was kind of how I took myself away from the real world and went into my fantasy life of a writer. Now I've lost that ability, and I get up very early in the morning and I start writing. If I know something's planned for the day, I can't do it. I have to start writing and know I could write for the next 12 or 15 hours being uninterrupted.
Wow.
And I mean, not that little things, I have to get up, stretch, that kind of thing. But
sure.
it's a mental block, I guess. And I want to have all that time. I can't have something going on during the day, or I just can't get into that writing zone. So I'm real picky about my days and scheduling things. And if I schedule something, there's 3 or 4 things scheduled to that day if
okay.
it's not going to be writing.
Well, this is very interesting. And another interesting thing is we're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back with Connie Cockrell and Dee Ellen, we're going to talk about what it takes to make a successful author today.
Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the great success creator. Miles is a 2-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com. The moment after you serve your customer, what will they tell the world? Social media has us so connected that a single voice has unprecedented power to benefit and to harm. What do your customers say? Do you know? Do you respond? What do you say? For years, Steve Holtquist has been helping businesses use the internet to be more productive and successful. Now he's showing businesses how to go back to the future, fostering and empowering relationships. Learn how to work in this new world. Find Steve at InfiniteSummit.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone. We're visiting with my co-host, Connie Cockrell, and her guest, D'Ellen McLean. Now, D'Ellen, when we were chatting before, you mentioned that when you retired from the police academy, would you just share a little bit with our listeners at what age you were when you attended the police academy?
Sure. I was 45 years old, and not one of the young ones that was at the academy. And the academy is 16 weeks long, and it's extremely physical, but there's also a lot required academically, which I just tore right through the academic part without a problem. The physical problem was rather tough for me. As you can imagine, at 45 years old, and I'm with a bunch of 21 to 28-year-old men, I made it through and I became a police officer and then I became a detective and I've just recently retired and I just love the job and it was worth every single bit of pain I went through to get there.
Now, out of curiosity, did this job provide you with a lot of information and inspiration for your writing career?
Well, yes, under the Susie Ivy, I've written very humorous accounts of myself in the academy and also my first two rookie years, because you have to laugh or you'll cry and it doesn't matter. Every rookie knows that pain. But what I think it did more than that is it turned me to escapism writing, which is my fiction writing. And I need it. It's just a very, very stressful job. And I needed something fiction. And I've always been, I consider myself a romantic person, been married almost 37 years. Mm-hmm. And I just needed that escapism. And that's where I turned my writing to.
Oh, that's fascinating. Okay, now back to you, Connie. Let's talk about what you think it takes to make a successful author in today's world.
That's a tough one. Different authors. Dee and I just came back from a writing conference, and every single author there had a different story about how they came to be an author or a writer, and what they and how they became successful. So, for me, the fact that I have an imagination and I'm willing to put myself out there on paper for other people to see, that's an important part. So, you know, having a good skill set as far as, you know, I can spell and I have halfway decent grammar and stuff like that is probably not as important as being able to tell a good story. Yeah, that's probably the key right there.
What are your thoughts? First of all, D'Ellen, how important do you think it is for writers to go to conferences and to network with other writers?
Well, I love it. And unfortunately, I've had to really cut down on my conferences because of time. But it takes a lot out of you. Connie and I are both extremely exhausted. We were there for 5 days. We were in Palm Springs.
Wow.
And it's a morning, noon, and night. I mean, the partying starts, well, the classes start at 8 in the morning, and the parties end at around midnight.
Oh, wow.
And So it's very exhausting, but at the same time, it's very empowering to be around other authors, to be around readers, because most of them have readers there, to get to meet people that you normally, you just talk to on the computer, you've never seen face-to-face, is actually wonderful.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you can make that connection, that networking, and you know, it's interesting, I wrote my first book 22 years ago. And now when I look at people starting out with all the technology and things online that can help them, there's really no excuse for not writing that book, is there, Connie?
No, it just takes a desire to sit down and put the words on paper and then have somebody look at them and clean them up. I don't know any author who can write a perfect first draft.
Right.
It has to be gone through and edited and, you know, the spelling checked and the commas placed properly and all that kind of stuff. But it is very easy now if you've got the will to put a book out on, you know, Kobo or iBooks or Amazon or any of those places and say, hey, I wrote a book. I can do it.
Yes. Yes. And more people are doing it. And I can't begin to stress how important it is to always, and I know both of you will agree with me, have your book professionally edited and always have a professional cover design. Don't you agree with that, Ellen?
Yes, I definitely agree with that. And it's as much as your family and friends can be good editors, I don't think that they're going to give you the truth that you really need when you get to the editing. And my editor sends me some pretty sad stuff. You know, she laughs at me. And when I make a mistake, I think I made one, I wrought iron fence, and we won't discuss how I spelled rot. She thought that was the funniest. She almost fell out of her chair. And, you know, your eyes see it. I know that's not correct.
Yeah. I know.
I see it, and to you, it just looks right, and you can go through it over and over and over. But she also, you know, she'll change some things and say, hey, I don't like the way you did this. What about if you tried this? Or, you know, and you need those suggestions from a professional.
Absolutely. And you need someone who can be totally objective about your work. And speaking of being objective, I have some wonderful sponsors we're going to hear from. And when we come back with Connie and Dallin, they're going to share with you their website information and how you can get their books. We'll be right back.
January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in four different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.conniesrandomthoughts.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. Are you pursuing your passion, doing what you really want to do in life? Do you ever feel everyone around you is succeeding, leaving you behind, feeling unhappy and unsatisfied with your life? There are many ways to become successful, but getting there is half the battle. In his book, Finding Your Road to Success, How to Get There Without Getting Lost, Patrick Daniel shares tips on what it really takes to be successful. As a CPA, chartered professional accountant, author, life coach, charity founder, investor, and family man, Patrick lives success every day of his life. Connect with Patrick at www.findingyourroadtosuccess.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Today we're visiting with two very priceless personalities. These are two authors that I met at the Payson Book Festival earlier this year, Connie Cockrell and D'Ellen McLean. Connie, would you start off by sharing your website information and how people can get your books?
Sure. I'm at Connie'sRandomThoughts.com. And you can find my books, both paperback and ebooks, on Amazon. But you can also find my ebooks at Kobo, at Smashwords, at iBooks, and on Apple. So it's very exciting. A lot of places to get the books.
Yeah. And how many books have you written so far, Connie?
Oh, it's the bad number 13.
Okay.
13 of them.
Well, I know both you and D'Ellen are very prolific. I'm just envious of all the wonderful writing you've done. D'Ellen, could you share your website information and how people can get your books?
Sure. If you are interested in anything police-related, especially humor, mm-hmm. I also have a little mystery series for young adults, badluckdetective.com. Would be my website. If you enjoy romance, contemporary, paranormal, some a little on the steamy side, some not quite so steamy, then you would find me at wickedstorytelling.com. And all my books are available at Amazon, Kobo, iBooks, Nook for Nook, and also ARE, which is allromanceebooks.com.
Okay. Wonderful information. And I've been to both their websites. They're fantastic. And their books are fantastic. Now, D'Ellen, do you actually interact with your readers through your websites? How does that work?
I do, actually. I get some wonderful fan mail through my website, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny because I figure if they put it in a comment on my website, that it's kind of open game. So I will post it on Facebook and, you know, around different places like that. I've gotten some email that I kind of felt uncomfortable because it's been very personal email, or not email, I'm sorry, but comments that I tend to think are very personal. And so I will contact the person first, but they did put it out there on my site. So, you know, I figure they don't mind, but I feel a little uncomfortable. But I think the majority of my interaction is probably on Facebook with my Facebook fans.
Yeah. And how about you, Connie? Do you get any interaction with your followers?
I do. And like Dee, not all of it is positive. Some people don't like what I write. So, you know, that's fine. I'm okay with that. They don't have to like it if they don't want to. But I think she's right. Facebook is a more immediate, interactive place for us to meet with our readers. And Twitter, pretty fast-paced, too. So both of those are good spots to talk to our readers.
I have such a hard time with Twitter because I can't stay within the word limit. I actually should probably hire an editor to edit my Twitter situation because I just can't cut myself short. Let's talk about, D'Ellen, what's the normal writing day for you? How often do you write?
I have just started in the last few months trying to take Sundays off. I was a 7-day-a-week writer, and it's pretty much just what I did. And I have been trying to make myself not write. Now, I will do other things. I don't write my book. I wrote two blog posts a week ago on Sunday. I just read. I take it as a reading day. Sometimes I binge watch television shows that I'm just trying to catch up on because I miss so many. But other than that, I pretty much write the entire day.
Wow. That sounds like fun. I don't think it's been a long time. I can read the entire day, and I did this weekend because I was on an airplane until my Kindle lost its battery, and then it was the end of my reading for the day. What about Connie? Are you doing any book related traveling these days?
A little. Like I said, we just came back from a conference. So that's way book related. But I'm also headed to New York to visit family. When I moved out here to Arizona 5 years ago and hadn't been back to New York since. So in October, my husband and I and my mother are going to drive back to New York, visit friends and family, and I have a book signing. I said, I'm going to be in my hometown. I should have a book signing. So
that's great.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun with that, I think.
Oh, that'll be fun. Right now, we're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some recent events that happen in the news and how this impacts Connie and D'Ellen's writing. We'll be right back.
January is thrilled to be welcoming Dr. Nancy Irwin, who will be co-hosting on iHeartRadio with January Jones. As a doctor of psychology, clinical hypnotist, and author of U-Turn, Changing Direction in Midlife, Dr. Nancy is an agent for change. Many people believe that change can be scary, but she believes it can actually be creative and fun. She does know a thing or two about change because at age 44, she transitioned from a stand-up comedian to shrink. Oh, believe her, the road from comedy to mental health is very short indeed. Most fears are learned, and the good news is whatever we learned, we can unlearn. Smoking, overeating, fear of public speaking, test anxiety, what have you. On our show, we'll be discussing how you can dissolve that negative programming and free your inner winner. Change is inevitable. You can either affect it or accept it. Visit her site, drnancyirwin.com. Layla, a book by Jeannie Kerrigan, will take you on a journey, a raw, heart-wrenching journey. The final resting place? Love. Jeannie is an author, healer, and executive director of Ricky's Revolution Nonprofit. You can get your copy of her book at JeannieKerrigan.com. Ricky's Revolution comes directly out of Layla, dedicated to helping homeless runaway youths and victims of sex trafficking reach a place of safety. We distribute Jeannie's monkey named Ricky with vital hotline numbers embroidered on him free to children on the street through loving collaboration with thousands. Proceeds from the book and your donations have saved lives. Ricky'sRevolution.org. What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play in well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with my co-host, Connie Cockrell, and her guest, D'Ellen McLean. Now, D'Ellen, I was looking at my notes on you, and you write that you always bring my real-life pink handcuffs to book signings. They've circled the wrists of sexual predators, murderers, and everything in between, and yes, you may try them on. That's a unique thing to do.
I do, and I was the first female hired by my department, and so they kind of let me make the rules as far as being a female police officer within the department. And one of the things I did was ordered pink handcuffs. And I wore them. I had two sets of pink, a set of black, and a set of silver. And I wore my pink handcuffs. And most of the bad guys, I didn't really care for men who like to push around their wives or girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I didn't care for, like you said, the sexual predators, definitely not murderers. And they usually entered the jail in pink handcuffs.
Well, you know, after we hear about that, I think that you need to let Connie borrow those for her book signing when she goes back to New York. Okay, now, Connie, here's a question for you. With all the recent events that are happening in the news and every time we turn on CNN, Fox, or MSN, does that impact your writing, or do you get inspiration or ideas from news events?
I do, and I think most authors do. We do come out of our writing cave once in a while and pay attention to what's going on in the world around us, and it quite often inspires us to write a story. Now, the other, not too long ago here in Payson, I read an article in our local paper about a car that had an accident and flipped over in a ditch in a town north of us, Strawberry. And mm-hmm. while they were working to get the injured driver out of the car and get the car out of the ditch, they realized there was a bomb attached to the bottom of the car.
Oh, my
gosh. I thought that was fantastic. I put that right away into my new Mystery in the Woods book. So my protagonist ends up with a bomb on the bottom of her car.
Okay, I love that. Now, D'Ellen, do news events affect your writing or influence you in any way?
Sometimes, but I just have to say real quick, only a writer would hear that story and think that was great news.
True.
And get something out of that story. You know, because I write escapism, I really concentrate on the romance. And I said before, I'm a romantic person, but I fell in love with my husband when I was 12 years old. He was also 12. Uh-huh. And it was love at first sight. I strongly believe in love at first sight. I believe in fairy tale endings. And so when I see something bad on the news, I try to think of something the opposite to counteract that bad that gets people away. It's all so doom and gloom when you watch the news.
I know, I know. Very depressing, especially during the political season. Connie, share some thoughts on creating a brand when you become a writer, and how important is your brand to your career?
A brand is so important. It's how the reader recognizes that it's you.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, some authors will create a website for their book, and that's all well and good, but at a certain point, you end up with multiple websites to take care of. So instead of doing that, I made a website for myself as an author, and I've paid a graphic designer to do a logo for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I have a banner with my logo on it, and I use the logo on my website and on my Facebook page and the Twitter site, so that when somebody sees me on any of those places, they know it's me. That's my logo. That's my brand.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what I do with January Jones. My website is January Jones. All my shows and books are there. How about you, D'Ellen? What is your brand?
Well, my brand is Wicked Storytelling, which is my website.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do write under different names, I had to kind of incorporate all of that.
Uh-huh.
And my tagline is Romance with Wicked Intentions.
Oh,
and,
I like that.
Yeah. And, you know, so I put that out there. You see it on my business card. And, you know, branding is so important. And it's something that seems to scare people away. They don't understand it. But, you know, you have to look at, and, you know, I hate to use the big names, but you have to look at McDonald's. You just look at those golden arches.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to say McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're trying to establish in your writing. So now everybody, I mean, I'm the word wicked is kind of tied into what I do, and that's my brand.
I like it. I like that brand. And I love the fact that you can incorporate everything at the one website, all your books, and you have you actually have three writing names, don't you?
Yes, I have the Ellen McLean, Holly S. Roberts, and Susie Ivy.
I love that. Now, Connie, have you ever thought of creating another writing name for yourself?
I probably will if I ever write something that is counter to the young adult or the new adult or the children's books that I write. If I ever write something on the steamy side, I may actually create a new title so that it doesn't conflict with some of the children's stuff that I've written.
Right, yeah, you don't really want to have them in competition with each other, especially if they're such different genres.
Right.
You really do. I can see why D'Ellen keeps them separate that way.
Yep.
It has been wonderful having you on the show today, Connie. And for my listeners, Connie will be back in October on Monday, October 12th, and we'll be visiting with her again. And D'Ellen, thank you so much for spending some time with us. And just one last question. Do you miss your bookstore?
Every now and then I do. And I am going to be going to Nevada, to Las Vegas next year. I just signed up this morning for a huge conference there. And that was where I went when I was a bookstore owner. I always did that conference. And so today has been a really bittersweet day because I'm missing that I won't be on that end of it.
Oh, yeah. I know, because I had the opportunity with my book to go to BEA when that was in Los Angeles, and that's the most fun in the world. If you are a writer, be sure to contact Connie or D'Ellen if you have any questions, if you need any information, and especially if you want to have some inspiration served up to you. Thank you so much, both of you, for visiting with us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been lovely to be chatting with you both.
It's been wonderful. Thank you, Connie. Thank you, January.
Okay. And Connie will be back with us in October. And we hope, my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today as much as I've enjoyed doing it. My upcoming guests will all amaze, amuse, and astonish you, just like Connie and D'Ellen. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too, and will help you to become a writer. I would love to welcome you to our No Whining World. When you can, sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. We really love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my dear friends, stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my co-host today, Connie Cockrell, and her guest, D'Ellen McLean. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
This is Sorantos, and you're listening to January Jones. is Sorantos. I hope you enjoyed January Jones' latest episode.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.